we would have what I used to call a photo call, but in fact it was the final dress run before the production. In other words, usually, of course, it was about midnight, and all the lighting was on the stage, and I put no extra lighting in at all. So the only lighting I had was what had been asked for by the director, whoever it was. In the first instance, it was Tony Church, of course, because he was not only directing The Merchant of Venice, he was Shylock.
Yes.
You know, and he's a lovely man, lovely, lovely chap. We adored him, and he was always terrific fun, which was the most amazing thing about him. He had time to talk to you as human beings, not as just an appendage or chat behind a camera or something like that. And it was terrific fun doing things like that with him. So eventually, we had the dress run, and I would take notes. Not take photographs. I would the pre-dress run was because the costumes weren't ready, and I would watch a run through. It would be the almost finished run through, and note down on a little notebook the dialogue that was being said when it would be right for me to take photographs. So that's how I got in there. I didn't sort of do it. Well, I did to begin with, completely ad lib. I mean, I was dancing all over the furniture of the you know, dashing about the place, but often I would not be there in time because of course things would happen that I didn't know about. And so me watching a production and watching the last few dress runs was absolutely essential for me, because I had to take photographs of them in costume and in character. So they're not recognisable as a normal human being. They are the character doing the part. So that's how it started. And then some years later, they decided that they couldn't, in fact, even do that because of time. And the dress runs were done without anybody there at all, not me or anybody, just the director and the lighting engineer and the chap making the sets and so on. And the people making the costumes. And that was done, so the thing was done miles more on the edge, with very little time to do any sort of preparation of any sort. But it did eventually happen like that. They began to realise that if they want decent photographs of the production to be put up front of house, they would have to do finished actors. Mm-hmm. In other words, all the lighting had to be right, the costumes had to be right, etc. And so it eventually came down to a photo call, but it was not specifically for me. They would stop and redo the lighting and stop and change the costumes, and it would take me ages. It would take the whole evening, perhaps, to actually take the photographs, which was extraordinary, of course.